welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast arm of Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm Arielle, your host and the founder of Earbuds. This episode covers the week of September 7th through 11th, 2020. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme. And each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. This week's podcast episode and newsletter are sponsored by Buzzsprout, which is the best podcast hosting site in the podcast game. More on Buzzsprout and how to start your podcast later in the show. On this episode of Feedback with Earbuds, I'll share our five podcast episode recommendations of the week and some more information about the episodes. We'll then share some sponsor information as well as some extra podcast-related tidbits. First up, here are our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme comes to us from Mark McGee and is called Planet of Stopped Clocks. Here's why Mark chose this theme. He writes,
"Hi, my name is Mark of You Call That Radio, and my theme is a planet of stopped clocks. Obviously, the reason I picked that is because the planet seems like it is currently stopped. And I also like the idea of a stopped clock being right twice a day. Then maybe a stopped planet could be right twice a day. And the podcasts that I've picked are creatives, mainly from Scotland, who have continued to keep building and creating despite everything flung at them, from pandemics to unemployment and, in one case, even death. And I just wanted to highlight people who are working in isolation against all the odds and still trying to find a way forward."
Here are the episodes chosen by Mark for this week's theme, along with short descriptions of each episode. The first episode comes to us from a podcast called You Call That Radio and is called The Reverend D. Wayne Love. It's 128 minutes long. About this podcast, it's a mixture of interviews, rants, and skits squished together with music. From the deep talk to the daft chat featuring artists and personalities from Glasgow and beyond. The next episode comes to us from Sonnet Youth Podcast and is called The Happy Accident of Becoming a Poet with Victoria McNulty. It's 57 minutes long. About this podcast, Kevin P. Gilday and Kat Hepburn, hosts of groundbreaking spoken word cabaret Sonnet Youth, chat with special guests from all corners of the arts. Expect poetry, irreverent chat, lively interviews, and live recordings from the Sonnet Youth Archive. The next episode comes to us from Funny Looks and is called Iona Lee. It's 45 minutes long. Funny Looks is the podcast where Amelia Baylor discusses what comedians wear on stage and why. This week with special guest funny poet Iona Lee. Iona is a poet, illustrator, musician, and style icon. The next episode comes to us from the Darren McGarvey podcast and is called Universal Crisis. It's 33 minutes long. Here's the description. Walk and Talk with Darren McGarvey is a special podcast series dedicated to matters arising from the coronavirus crisis. The next and last episode of the week comes to us from Mood Swings and is called Mood Swings in Isolation. It's 60 minutes long. Here's the description from the host. "Hello. For this episode of Mood Swings in Isolation, I was joined by poet Layla Josephine. Myself and Layla were supposed to meet to record an episode, but this was all scuppered due to lockdown, so it was great to speak to her via Zoom." Those are the episodes chosen by Mark for this week's theme, Planet of Stopped Clocks. You can follow along with the discussion of this week's podcast episodes by using the hashtag #StoppedClocks. Throughout the week, we post on our social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, about the episodes that we're listening to Monday through Friday. We include links and we include some commentary about them. If you'd like to participate or just see what we're talking about, again, use the hashtag #StoppedClocks and make sure you're following us at Earbuds Podcast Collective on Facebook, Earbuds Podcast Collective on Instagram, and Earbuds PodCall on Twitter. Each week in our newsletter, our curators have a chance to shout out something that they love or otherwise want to promote. It's called the self-promo section. They can shout out a project they're working on, a company they love, a movie they really enjoyed, or anything. Here's what Mark wants to tell us about. He writes, As the wheels fell off of society, we were told to remain in our homes, and for most, our only solace was in music, film, books, or art. Yet the last workers in the queue for help are the very same artists who make our lives better, and sometimes just make our lives bearable. The first to close and the last to open, events and gigs are impossible right now, and that was the only format left for artists to finance their creativity. We all need to support everyone involved in creating the magic, or we could lose it forever. Mark is imploring us to support our favorite artists via Patreon and other forms, so make sure you check out your favorite artist's Twitter, website, or anywhere where you find them online and see if there are some ways for you to help them out during this tough time. Next, we want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout is the best podcast hosting site in the game. If you're looking to start a podcast, and who isn't these days, Buzzsprout is your best bet. They make it super easy to submit your show to all of the podcast platforms. You can also easily create shareable sound bites and other fun social media images. We will have a link to Buzzsprout in the show notes of this episode, and if you sign up with that link, you get an Amazon gift card. Start your podcast with Buzzsprout. We are super grateful to our Patreon supporters, and you can become one as well. It helps us finance our podcast. Just go to patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. You can support us with as little as just $2 a month. And in addition to helping us support our podcast, it also helps us support our newsletter and any other endeavors that we try, like live events when we eventually get back to that. Again, that's patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. Head on over to our social media to find the links that we mentioned at the top of the show for the episodes that were recommended by Mark. Again, we're on Twitter at earbudspodcall and on Facebook and Instagram at earbudspodcastcollective. You can, of course, sign up to receive our podcast recommendation newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. It goes out every Sunday night, and it has all the links we mentioned above, in addition to some more fun podcast things. We also have a blog section on our website where we post a lot of helpful podcast recommendations as well as podcast resources if you're looking to start a podcast. You can find that blog at earbudspodcastcollective.org and then check out the navigation bar for a dropdown that says EBPC blog. We have posts on best headphones to use, best microphones for podcasters, how to start a podcast, and so much more. This show is written and produced by me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's edited, mixed, and designed by Daniel Turek. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky, and our theme music is by Matt Sweeto. We will, of course, be back next week with more podcast recommendations. If you like what we're doing with our newsletter and the accompanying podcast that you're listening to right now, please do let us know by leaving a review on Apple. It really helps people find the show. A really easy way to do that is by going to ratethispodcast.com/feedback. That's ratethispodcast.com/feedback. It'll take you to a browser where there's a drop-down menu of all the places where you can leave a review. You click on the place you want to leave a review, and it takes you right there. It's super easy. Thank you in advance for doing that. We'll be back next week. Until then, stay safe, wash your hands, wear a mask, and keep on listening to podcasts. Bye-bye.